Wisconsin.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. Still time for your calls, though. We'll get you home safe, or get you to the party safe, more likely, knowing this audience. 844-967-2789. Dom, I've taken note and lingered on the fact I'm going on Fox News Sunday, 1220 Central Time. Make a note of it. Watch if you must. But they, you know, they've given me a smorgasbord of possible topics. And you know my intent. I'm going to see you this weekend, a bunch of our college roommates. My intent for Saturday is to get hammered drunk.
Great.
Just make sure, you know, I hydrate every couple rounds.
Hey, man, you're a grown-ass man. You can take care of yourself.
Well, a friendly reminder would be appreciated.
Yeah, well, I'll remind you when your head starts bobbing around. I'll let you know.
Well, that could be good. If it's early enough in the evening, I could sleep it off and get drunk, hammer drunk twice. But anyways, then I got to get up and go on the Fox News. And I came to realize, Dom, there's just way too many topics that they could throw at me. You know, I can't possibly prepare for all the topics, so I'm just going to burn it down, drop the mic, walk off set, something. Watch for something completely random, perhaps. But here's something I didn't know. Fox News, when the president used to appear on the Foxy News channel, specifically with Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, yeah.
She fed him all the questions before he came on the program.
Well, if you were a journalist, that would probably be somewhat objectionable. But the good news is, Bartiromo and Hannity, they're not journalists. So they're just basically shills for, you know, the Republicans.
Well, Fox News said pretty much anything on the website is fair game for the conversation. And what are your talking points, Mike? And I'm thinking, where would I give talking points? I'm not going to sit down and give you talking points. And if I had talking points, I'd save them. I'd spring them on you on the air live, you know? So I've got a few talking points in my head. If I can remember them, I'll have to do like Sarah Palin.
You write them on your hand, Palin.
Yep, that's exactly what I, that is the only, because I've told you it's a dark studio, bright light in your face. You can't even see who you're talking to. I thought maybe a visual aid, like Sinead O'Connor style, I'd just tear up a picture of 45 on the air.
Come on, man. If you keep going back, I mean, if they're not going to pick you up, they can at least give you a monitor, man. I mean, come on. What, you got to talk to the wall? I mean, we do this radio show and we still get to see each other. They can't hook up a Zoom? I mean, come on, man. What are you getting yourself into? You're sitting in this dark room and take a beating from the Fox News host, and thank you very much.
That's the way it goes. Apparently, they worry if they give you a monitor that you'll fixate on the monitor. So you have a monitor, like I could see them right until the interview starts, and then they turn the monitor off because they don't want me like side-eyeing the monitor the whole time I'm on. So I've never had a monitor.
Oh, so they don't treat you like a professional. A good reason to go back. I mean, they keep insulting you, man. I don't know why you do it.
Man, I keep insulting you. We've been doing this show going on 10 years now. So anyways, before we get back to the phones, we'll get there next at 844-967-2789. Your Friday grievances, they can be aired here, you know, between here and the weekend. But Dom, the text from Bartiromo to Mark Meadows, the questions for the Foxy News interview, you know, Trump was expected on. In brief, hi, the public wants to know he will fight this. They want to hear a path to victory, and he's in control, wrote Bartiromo to Meadows. One question, how many times this election is rigged? And that's in all caps. And the facts are on your side. Let's start there. What are the facts? Question mark? What are the facts? Well, they never really got around to explaining the facts, did they? Characterize what took place here. Then I'll drill down on the fraud, including the statistical impossibility of Biden's magic. Please make sure he doesn't go off on tangents. I mean, that's what they'll say about me on Fox News. No tangents, son.
All you can do is ask.
Please make sure he doesn't go off on tangents. We want to know he's strong. He's a fighter and he will win. This is no longer about him. This is about 4 question marks. Like, what is this about? What is our talking point? A little bit more here. I will ask him about big tech and media influencing ejection as well as toward end, I'll get to Georgia runoffs and then vaccines. So basically laid out exactly what was coming in what order. One last sentence here, Dom, maybe two. This is very close to the actual first question Bartiromo posed to Trump in that interview. He replied, "This election was fraud. It was a rigged election." I could he says that in response to damn near every question, though, doesn't he?
Now, how is it that Bartiromo will do that for Trump, but you can't even get more than a, "Hey, look at our webpage," and that's what the options are to discuss?
Well, they did actually send me like 10 hyperlinked articles. 10.
Okay.
But that's a lot of homework, man. You know I'm not doing the homework. I'm not reading the indictments. I'm not doing the homework. And if anything really good or bad in the case of Fox News, they'd just bump me anyways. You know, if Trump got indicted early Sunday morning, they would call off Sunday Foxy News. They'd play reruns of testicle tanning with Tucker Carlson.
Well, who doesn't want to see that again?
Let's sneak at least one caller in this segment. There's still time for your calls. 844-967-2789. Why, it's Gordy Kopke, our pal from Kopke's Greenhouse. How you doing, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Good.
Hanging in there, man. All tanned up and everything.
All right.
Just below the belt. You know what I'm saying, Gordy? Didn't want to have low T for the Fox News appearance.
My biggest grievance is the damn rain, man. Last week I had to change my pants three times while voting for Farmer's Market, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a great day. Yeah, I had to go get my rain jacket, so I'm getting ready to do Farmer's Market here.
Gordy, did I hear you change your pants three times a day?
No, just last Friday, because I don't know if you remember the weather, but I won't forget it. It poured all the whole time I'm trying to get my truck loaded.
Can I offer you an alternative, Gordy? Try no pants. Then they never get wet.
It's a little chilly, though, sometimes in Wisconsin.
Yes, it is. But our greenhouses are open. The parking lot was full today, so
nice.
We're moving in the right direction.
Gordy, you moving down to the farmer's market tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be there. But before 6, I got to be in my stall. So
before 6? There's a 6 o'clock in the morning, Gordy?
Yeah, there is a 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, sir.
The only time I've ever seen it is like at the tail end of a rager with Dominic.
Well, in my younger days, I was like that myself.
Gordy, where can people find you at the farmer's market, my man?
Right on the corner of East Washington and the square in Pinckney. I've been there for, this will be my 42nd year on the corner.
Oof. Wow, man.
Gordy, I got to assume getting up that early, man, you're probably not going to go get hammered drunk at the Al Franken show at the Barrymore tonight.
I was so wishing it was Saturday. I would stay up. I would go on Saturday. Friday night, I can't anymore. My younger days, I used to, but now that I...
Gordy, I got a plan for you. After the farmer's market, you go take a nap, like a power nap, like an hour, and then you and I will hop in the car and we'll go get hammer drunk with Dom and our boys down in Milwaukee tomorrow night, and then we'll pour you in an Uber back home to the farm.
I like the way you guys think.
We get you in an Uber. You got to pay the bill, Gordy, but we'd pile you in. Buddy, have a great weekend. Have a successful farmer's market. Our pal Gordy Kopke, the greenhouse open at Kopke's Greenhouses. And you can also find him getting, you know, wearing pants down at the farmer's market. I suspect he'll wear pants. No promises with Dominic. 844.
Never.
967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick. What's happening?
I don't know, guys. I have a hard time in understanding all this stuff with Trump. You have a two-time loser as a presidential candidate. I mean, he lost the first time, if not for the Electoral College.
Well, if that's a criterion, technically Joe Biden dropped out twice before he won.
Okay. And then he loses 61 of 62 cases in the court system with people, many of whom he appointed. The majority of people he endorses lose. He drug out all kinds of people to the border in 2018 for just nonsense. and these people still are following this. Let them, or let him, just lead them off the cliff. That's where I'm at. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, this guy, when these midterms are going on this spring here, and many of his anointed candidates are going to lose miserably, I just don't see him being this big thing this fall.
Yeah, but tell that to Tim Michaels, who went to Mar-a-Lago, to Rantham, who's dying to get Trump's endorsement, to Becky Clayfish, who's full rigged election, big lie Becky now. I mean, obviously, he is influential to all the candidates.
Dick, 69%, Dick, 69% of Republicans want that. Trump to run again.
Run, Trump, run.
All of the above. But when these people lose in these primary elections this spring, are you still going to double down on the stupidity?
No, you'd have to ask the voters of Georgia right now. I appreciate your call, Dick. Thanks for listening. Brian Kemp, the current incumbent governor of Georgia, and apparently Trump's opposed to him, so Trump went and endorsed David Perdue. I saw Steve Bannon blurting out, how could David Perdue be trailing by 27 points? So the Trump endorsement has the candidate trailing by 27 in a Republican primary.
Yeah, it is perplexing, Dick. And let's not forget he lost the House and the Senate too. So in one term, impeached twice, lost the Congress, and you know, coordinated an insurrection, a seditious conspiracy against the United States government, for which he has yet to be held accountable. But hopefully that will come soon enough. Go ahead, Curtie.
Well, I had just seen some new polling. You talked about 69% of Republicans want to see Trump jump back in and run for re-election. But 54% of the broader electorate don't want Trump to run again. The only thing scarier than that number, 63% don't want Joe Biden to run again.
Come on, let's get some younger folks up in here. Crudy, on you talked about Georgia. The AP is reporting today, Trump election probe in Georgia, two-seat special grand jury. A little bit from the AP, the investigation into potential attempts to influence the 2020 general election. You know, potential attempts. Like, hey, I only need how many votes, Curry?
11,781, I believe.
Fannie Willis asked the chief judge in the county superior court in January to impanel a special grand jury. She wrote in a letter that her office had information indicating a reasonable probability of possible criminal disruptions to the administration of that election. The chief judge's order says the special grand jury is to be seated, for a period of up to a year beginning Monday. And unlike a regular grand jury, which hears many different cases and can issue indictments, a special grand jury focuses on investigating a single topic and produces a report on its findings. The district attorney then decides whether to seek an indictment from a regular grand jury.
Well, Dominic, the flip side of that headline, and I've been right the entire time, the Manhattan DA, the grand jury there, well, it closed with no indictments. So I have been right the entire time. There will be, and I'm not happy or pleased about this fact, but there will be no indictments coming out of the Manhattan DA's office. Apparently, Alvin Bragg has allowed the grand jury to convene and close, and there are no indictments. And that's the one I've been saying all along, man. You read too much into a press release.
I think you are.
I'm sorry, man. We'll get you reconnected, Dom, right after this short break. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates Radio. You could be a part. Still a little show left here. 844-967-2789. You know, if you got a grievance about something more important than perhaps the Packers draft picks, or less important than the Packers draft picks, let us know. Dial us up. The party, it rolls on. The political party, 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Everybody wants you.